Now that is songwriting. All right. Well, this is described as really ranging from, you know, kind of that psych pop to one of my favorites, the legend Burt Bacharach. Who are we talking about with all of this? Well, you just heard the song, and I hope you will join me in welcoming Lincoln Barr to our Max Inc. radio show. Hi, Lincoln.
Hey, Terry. Thanks so much for having me.
This is terrific. What a great opportunity to talk with you before you hit the Midwest. And that is going to be hopefully a really good time and a bunch of great shows for everybody to check out. Now, you're based right now in South Carolina, but right. Starting the tour in the Midwest, and that's coming up right away in March, and that includes Madison and Milwaukee. Why did you pick the Midwest to begin all of this?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, there's a couple answers. Number one is I have some family ties and friends, of course, to the Missouri, Illinois area. And I don't get to play there very often. I lived in Seattle for a long time, and that's pretty far away. And now I'm in South Carolina, and that's pretty far away, too. So it was that coupled with a particular opportunity. So on the record, we worked with some great singers out of Chicago, who some of your listeners may know. Kelly Hogan, Nora O'Connor, and Casey McDonough from the Flat Five, the Chicago-based band. And they sang on the record. We did a session in Chicago of January of 2022. It was very, very cold, but great session. And we had the opportunity to play with them in Evanston on March 4th. And so that we sort of built the tour around that. And Kelly, who actually lives in Wisconsin, recommended a couple of great spots in Wisconsin, Kiki's House of Righteous Music in Madison, where we're playing March 3rd, and Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee. We're playing there on March 5th. So really excited.
Very special and unique venues, each of those. So what a great way to hear your music, which kind of has a mystique all of its own. I guess I want to ask you, too, for people who don't know you or your music, who would you say is Lincoln Barr? And I've already been asked this. Are we related? I don't think so.
I don't know. Not that I know of, but it's certainly possible.
Oh, that's funny. Who are you, Lincoln? How do you describe yourself to somebody who doesn't know you?
Well, I say that most of the time I describe it as I'm making mid-century pop music with modern and very personal lyrical content. So, you know, you might think sonically it's certainly evocative of things like Burt Bacharach and Scott Walker and all that great sort of grandiose pop music of the 60s. Mm-hmm. But lyrically, it's coming from a very personal place that's in a lot of meditation on psyche and just sort of the wonder of being a human being. And so maybe topics that wouldn't necessarily have been directly explored in songs of that era.
Oh, that Burt Bacharach sounds so big, and those background singers he always had. Oh, I just remember hearing my mom play the 8-tracks of Burt Bacharach. It's really fun. And I notice our listeners can't see it, but I'm going to describe you have tons of albums behind you. You mentioned Seattle.
Just a few of them.
Yeah, lots of them. You mentioned Seattle, so I have to tease you. You have a flannel shirt on. You know, flannels soak in. But I'm laughing because you mentioned Seattle and you're wearing a cute flannel shirt. So that's very good.
I the older I get, the more I turn into my grandfather, and I feel like I dress like him every day. So
nothing wrong with that.
I blame him and not
you wear it well, and I bet
better.
He does too. Oh my gosh! Hey, this Culture Sonar calls you a singer songwriter. You need to know that's got to be cool to hear that. Now, is this because
it was really great?
Yeah. Tell me more, because your songs blend strings and sort of that dubby, but it's all so seamless. Tell me about how you're doing that.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of help, I'll say that for one thing, right? I've worked with a producer and guitarist named Johnny Sinkster, who's based in Seattle. I've worked with him for the last dozen years, probably, on every recording that I've made. And he has been a really, really central part of the solo records that I've made, and Forfeit the Prize in particular. So he and I share a lot of common interests and influences, and certainly grandiose or or complex. Pop music is one of them, but dub reggae is another one, right? And so we were very deliberate about how do we bring in some of those sort of left field production choices, so that this doesn't feel like just a pure like retro or throwback exercise, because it's not. It's very, this music is very personal to me, and I feel like the one thing I'm really proud of about Forfeit the Prize is I feel like more than ever before, and hopefully it should be this way, right? Every record you make should be the best thing that you're capable of at that time. But I feel like a lot of my influences are really well integrated into these songs. And so that no one song is a particular sort of pastiche of something else, but it's all kind of mixed up in there.
Yeah. And if you listen carefully, you can sure hear it and feel it. And I guess that's what I wanted to ask you. What do you want your listeners in particular and at the upcoming shows? What do you want them to hear? What do you want them to feel from the music?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's funny that you should mention feelings, because that's very much how I operate, right? Like a lot of times I get really frustrated. I have some friends that are very analytical, and they can tell you exactly why they like the things that they like. And I've never really been that way, right? It's much more of a feeling for me, and some things I just resonate with and others I don't. And so, rather than telling my listeners what to feel, my goal is that they feel something, right? Yeah. And I actually heard, you know who Chris Thiele is? He's a mandolin player.
Yes.
He said something really great one time that has always stuck with me. He said, as an artist, your role is not to make your audience clap. It's to help them feel. And I really believe that.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
The places you are playing, and this is another fascinating thing that revolves around the music, these really are listening rooms where people will listen to what you're singing and talking about with them. And I'm sure that's got to feel good for a musician to have that attention and then know they're getting something from your music.
Well, I really hope so, right? Like all I can control is my part of it, right? And I want to come to it with an open heart, right? And really try and put the songs across in the most sincere way possible. And so hopefully that they'll hit their target.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're starting in Wisconsin. And as you mentioned, Kiki's House of Righteous Music, that is in Madison on Friday, March 3rd. And then Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee on Sunday, March 5th. You've got Illinois and then Minnesota and a couple of other dates.
Yes.
This is in support of this new album you mentioned, Forfeit the Prize. That is a really deep title. What does it mean? What does that mean?
Well, I can tell you, it comes from the lyric of a song on the record called Only an Idiot, the song that closes side A. And this song started out as a little bit more of a bitter sort of song around disappointment. And I was really happy with the music, but I wasn't happy with the lyric. It wasn't hitting the note that I wanted. And so I rewrote the lyric. I kept the title because I did really like the title, but I rewrote the lyric, and it really instead became a song about embracing the unknown. And so for me, Forfeit the Prize is the first lyric in the chorus of that song. And for me, it's about letting go of preconceived outcomes. And you could apply this to one's music career or, you know, any number of things in your life. And instead sort of accepting that, you know, you might not get what you're expecting, but hopefully you get a whole lot more.
Oh, I like that a lot. And I hate to jump ahead of the tour that you haven't even started yet. But what's next for you? I know people are always looking ahead. Is that good? Is that bad? Do you know kind of where you want to go and what you want to do?
I just want to keep, you know, I'll tell you what, Terry, I think that for me, music is, I mean, it's certainly a personal thing, and I learn a lot about myself through doing it. But one of the main ways that I do learn a lot about myself is through my collaborations with others, right? And I've been so, so fortunate. I've got an amazing group of musicians that are coming with me on this tour. John Convertino from Calexico, Daniel Walker from Amy Ray's band, and then I mentioned Johnny Sangster. And these relationships, they mean so much to me. They make me a better musician, but they make me a better human being. So if I can keep doing that and adding people to that crew, like Kelly Hogan and Nora O'Connor and some of these others that I mentioned, I'm doing something right. I'm getting what I need out of it. So that's my goal.
Oh, and what a show everyone else is going to get. And again, just that idea of being able to sit there and enjoy. Yeah. How do we keep up with you? Do you have the best way, social media, website, that we can keep up with your schedule and your music, of course?
Well, I'm really lucky that my name is pretty unique, and so I'm pretty easy to find online. And I'm definitely on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all those things. But LincolnBarMusic.com is my website, and that you can find anything you want to know there. And then my music's available on all the streaming sites, Bandcamp, and anywhere you find music.
Well, we will end this interview with another one of your beautiful new songs. Anything that I didn't ask you, you think people should know?
No, you're a really thoughtful interviewer, Terry, and it's been a pleasure.
Thanks. This has been such a pleasure. Again, everybody, Lincoln Barr, and I'm Terry Barr, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Endeavor.